This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and it's time for the Executive Spotlight. Do I have a special guest for our spotlight today? The universe has brought him to the studio here at The Win. We have our friend Mark Kerr. Welcome to Office Hours.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me, David.
You know, it's amazing. We're just talking about no coincidences. And I talk about the coinciding of intention and intention. Well, your start was in wrestling.
Yeah.
And understanding attention and intention is a dichotomy between two things, strength and force. And as a wrestler, we're taught and conditioned about force.
Yeah.
But the greatest martial mixed artists, UFC fighters, and wrestlers, who I'm blessed to be around, the greatest in the world, they understand the difference between strength and force. So I wanted to start out as an executive to help us understand that lesson, that paradigm that you've learned in your career from wrestling into being featured in documentaries and movies being made about you and championships. How and what is the relationship between strength and force?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, strength for me was always internal, right? That was the whole paradigm that I had in myself. Like, did I have the strength to persevere? Did I have the strength to endure what I was going through? And then the force or will to carry it out, you know, that was the big shift in understanding. And part of my growth as a wrestler, I always had the potential to be an NCAA champ. I just never was until my last year in college when I won an NCAA championship. And that was that empirical proof that I knew that I had the strength and the perseverance to get to that level. It's one of those things I look at. That was a big shift in my life there.
Is it fair to say that strength is inside of us, force is outside of us, therefore wisdom exists inside of us with strength, and force is knowledge and understanding?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And
yeah.
To that measure, it also then tests another paradigm of making things happen and allowing things to happen.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have a brand called the Ferocious Buddha, which we talk about on the show very often. How is that relativity shifting your own perspective between someone who has sheer force, but also has gathered and gained wisdom in order to effectuate the allowance and the faith of the universe?
Oh boy, man, this is complex.
It's, well, I save my best questions for the most intelligent. You know, and they come in all sizes, by the way. Intelligence comes in all sizes. And I'm not just self-serving.
What's a simple way to put it? You know, and like I was saying, internally, when you have the ability to allow yourself to, I call it experiences, right? Allow myself to have those experiences. Allow myself to feel what I'm feeling. Allow myself to be in the, I always call it 1 second at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 moment at a time. Allowing myself to be in that, whatever it is, whatever discomfort, whatever pleasure, whatever it is, you know, that's been the moments when I've been able to grow the most as an individual. A lot of times, you know, when I would get in those places, I would try to shift it because I didn't want to feel or deal with what I was dealing with. You know, but part of that growth is allowing myself to be exactly where I'm supposed to be.
It's interesting because I played golf for a long time. I've owned a golf course in my life, and I play golf by feel. I've never had a lesson in my life, and I'm blessed now to be in a position to provide lessons to my 13-year-old son. So when we're playing golf, he will ask me for advice about the technique of his swing, and I will tell him I don't know. But what I do know is every shot, every swing is its own, every hole is its own, and every round is its own. And the mindset lesson that's paralleling your own perspective of life, and every minute, every hour, and every day is its own.
Yeah.
Just like golf. Yeah. Now, we're in the era of the content creator. And what I think is getting lost from the younger generation is a content creator is nothing but a storyteller. And we've always learned lessons from the stories that are told, whether it was an Italian fresco that was the size of my billboard there, or whether it was a movie, a radio, a TV show, a baseball game, whatever it was really about the story and the lessons that we learned. When I watch the documentary about you, when I see the content that you're starting to create in person, that you do on the phone and videos and creating your own social community, your own social silo, if you were going to tell a story to teach a lesson today, what would be the lesson that you wanted to teach and what story would you tell?
I
tricked you into coming here.
I know, right?
I said, don't worry, all the questions will be easy.
Popcorn, softball, right?
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, I bring the best out of people,
well,
right?
It's, you know, the amazing part, the story and content I'm creating now is, you know, for me as a fighter, a lot of what I thought I was just that. I thought I was what I did for a living. And then
and was that based off of what you wanted people to think you were?
I think it was. A lot of that was I wanted people to have that perception of me. And and it wasn't the reality of who I was. It's what I did. It wasn't who I was.
I am. This is what I want people to think I am.
Yep.
Great energy suck, I call it.
Yeah. Totally, right? So the whole understanding of you know, you're not what you do for a living. You're much more than that.
And I used to just be my bank account. If it went up $100, I was a winner. If it went down $100, I was a loser.
Yeah, that association, right? Yeah. And so the understanding for myself is once that fighting career ended, there was this big chasm of like trying to figure out who I was. And it brought me to probably some of the lowest spots in my life, but the realization that no matter where I was age-wise, there's always work that could be done to improve myself. There's always work that could be done to create. And what I'm understanding now about myself, my mission statement for myself is I'm going to create close, personal, intimate relationships. You know, that's what I want. That's what the connectivity is what I'm after, you know, and I didn't understand that's almost like my mission statement. My purpose in life is to create that connectivity with people. And how do I do that? Well, you know, I have to first figure out who I am in that process. And I'm not just a fighter, you know, I'm, you know, an intelligent, you know, dynamic, you know, perseverance, you know, all these different aspects of who I am. And I can share that with somebody. And that creates that connection, that vulnerability, right?
Last question. If we want those intimate connections, I call it in spirit, utilizing our intuition, which we did in our first conversation, our intelligence at that frequency to create these intimate, personal, close connections. Can we do it beyond being in person? Can we do it on the phone? Can we do it via email? Can we do it via media, social or traditional?
You know, I think I prefer this interaction. I prefer face-to-face. You know, I prefer, even though Zoom's face-to-face, you're still missing some body language. You're still missing parts of that connectivity and energy share. And, you know, a lot of those things that you can only get in person. So I prefer in person. You still can have connectivity through, you know, through phone calls, through that kind of dialogue. You know, it's just, you know, now with the day and age with digital and everything, it's one of those where, you know, if I can't get personal connection, I'm going to get on a call. If I can't get you on a call, I'm going to send you an email. So it's just, you know, it's levels.
And I think we can develop the skill. If you understand quantum physics, for example, A and B are connected at all times, that you can significantly have a connection digitally, but it's more difficult. And I think if we look back to those people that used the newspaper or radio or TV.
Yeah.
There was a gift with the announcer that was on the radio, mm-hmm. or a gift with the writer that was in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Or especially a gift on TV and movies that you have an entire theater crying.
Yeah.
That's a quantum connection.
Yeah.
But obviously the most easier is the one that you and I prefer, which is sitting next to each other, yeah, knowing our frequencies, our neighborhood. And I'm so glad that you came to our neighborhood here. We're going to do so many more great things. Mark Kerr, he is an incredible leader. You're going to see a lot more of this guy, I promise you. Teaching the lessons of a ferocious Buddha, learning and shifting the paradigm of power between wisdom, strength, knowledge, understanding, and force. It is a blessing to have a new friend here on our executive spotlight with Office Hours.